to be chit. Nature of soul is chit. All knowledge. So what does it mean? How anyone can have knowledge of everything? Chit does not mean all knowledge necessarily. Chit means simply conscious. So it is only God who is omniscient. We have knowledge. There are two different concepts. There is full of knowledge and full knowledge. Full of knowledge means a glass is filled with water. But that does not mean all the water everywhere is present in the glass. Something which can be full of water, but that doesn't mean full water is present. It means the soul is full of knowledge. That does not mean the soul has full knowledge. The two are different things. The soul has knowledge as one of its innate, innate defining characteristics. Sat, Chitanand, soul is eternal, conscious, and as well as full. So what this means, when we say soul is conscious, is that it is a defining or irreducible characteristic of the soul. So, just as there is, if we have, say, some pastry, which has cream on it. So cream is like a topping. But then some delicacy might be made fully of cream. So then you could say it is full cream. That means its composing ingredient is simply cream. So like that, the composing ingredient of Atma is Chit. So then it's not, that means the Atma is not that there's some part is conscious and some part is not conscious. The whole Atma is conscious. That's why it is said full of knowledge. So full of knowledge refers to the pervasive defining characteristic of the soul. It does not refer to the soul's being omniscient. Omniscient is the defining characteristic of God alone.